The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Even Daf Peches. The Mishnah tells us in the bottom of Amud Aleph, Chotzer Shibchusa Me'arba Amos En Shoyechim B'Soyechim Mayim B'Shabbos. One is not allowed to pour out Me'Shoyechim. In those days, the water, they didn't have sewage. The water that was used would have to be poured out into the Chotzer, where it would slowly seep out of the Chotzer. If the Chotzer is below a minimum size of Arba Amos square, the Halacha is En Shoyechim B'Soyechim Mayim B'Shabbos. Unless you made some type of hole, it's called an uka, the Mishnah, asula uka, machzeches asayim, some type of drainage system, and that would be, make a hacker that the water is sitting in that before it's going out into the Rishus HaRabim. What is the problem of pouring the water? L'chari, he's not putting it himself into the Rishus HaRabim. So, one looks at the Mishnah Brura in Shin Nun Zayin, he explains the less than dalal al dal, the basic idea the Rishayim explained, is that a square area of dalet al dalet can normally absorb the amount of water that Chazal will mishayer, that a person uses, that a regular person uses in a day. Since it could absorb it, so then the water will not necessarily, the water is not mukhrach to go out into the Rishus HaRabim quickly, gets absorbed into the ground. If it's below that shear, then the water, which is the shear is a sasayim, is not nivla into the karka, so memelit goes out of the rishus, and seems to me that there's a malacha. The Rishonim explain, as the Mishnah Brura says, that the problem would only be if a person spilled it straight out. They will goyzer on pouring that into the chotzer, since it'll pour out automatically. It'll by itself go out into the Rishus HaRabim. There will goyzer otu shvicha behedim. It'll be a problem if a person pours it straight out. Mishnah Brura says over there in Shinnon Zayin Sivkot Ches that the asiyas guma lehekeru, when a person makes this sewage thing, he makes this drainage hole, even though the water will ultimately for sure go out into the Rishus HaRabim, then he's still allowed to do it because he made a hekeru. So, what seems to be the case is that only pouring, actually picking up the kli with water and spilling it out, there's dirty water in the house, you want to get rid of it, actually going to the Rishus HaRabim and pouring it out would be a malacha deraisa. You're carrying from Rishus HaYochin and you're pouring it out to Rishus HaRabim. That's mamash a malacha deraisa. It would seem that the pouring it into the chotzer where the water only thereafter for sure will seep out, that would be also only as a gzera because it'll pour out. And as long as you make a keres, the Chazal were not worried that you would pour it straight out because you made a drainage system which makes it clear that you're not pouring it with the intent of the water leaving into the Rishus HaRabim, but the water could stay in the chotzer because it has the place underneath for it to seep into. What's important to point out over here, this is an important nekuda in Hilchos Shabbos Bechlal, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Chaznish both point out that this, that pouring the water into the chotzer, that which is only also because your person will come to pour out directly into the Rishus HaRabim, is only when a person pours it into the chotzer and the water drips out. If anybody's ever been lucky enough to walk in Yerushalayim, where they have at the end of the porch, they have these sponge holes and the water spills out. If you've been lucky enough to be a bacher in the mirror or in Brisk, and you walked underneath an overhang 2 hours before Shabbos and you got your hat drenched from sponge water, so you understand that there's two types of ways the water seeps out of a chotzer, of an old Yerushalmi chotzer, or any property. The water can sit there and then the water drips out with a drainage system or not, or the force of the water, when one pours the water into the chotzer, the force of the water splashes out of the chotzer into the Rishus HaRabim. Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Chaznish say that pouring the water with a force that will automatically make it go out, where it's not just dribbling along, it's not just dripping and slowly making its way out, but there's a direct koyach, there's the koyach hashvicha of his pouring out the water. That would be Osim Midaraisa. What exactly is the chilik between pouring water into a place, pouring out sponge of water, pouring out dirty water into a chatzar, where you know the water will make its way into the Rishus HaRabim, and pouring in a way where the splash of the water will take it out of the Rishus HaRabim? Either way, you know the water is for sure making it out. We have a klal, a psik resha, creates a malacha d'araisa. Normally, in any case, when a person does maisa A, and he knows that that will effect, that will cause maisa B to take place, the klal is, that's called a malacha d'araisa, psik resha v'layomus. That's always the case in all areas of halacha, and especially in Hilchos Shabbos. Why should that not be true? If a person pours water, he knows the water will drip out, but the water for sure will drip out, why should that not be a malacha d'araisa? One has to say that when one pours the water, the fact that it's not the physical, the kinetic energy of the spilling, but it's only that water automatically flows out, is a grama balma. The spilling of the water into the chatzar, it's a grama balma. So it would not be halachically defined as a maisa, direct maisa, of pouring water into a shusram. It's not a malacha poitzo. Grama balma, but kakala tarikula, grama is potter. Pouring the water, but even where it's mamish, his physical kinetic energy that makes the water splash, same way, let's say, if a person takes a ball, let's say two children are playing ball in a front yard, and one bounces the ball, and the bounce of the ball, three, four bounces, and the ball is out into the street. That would be called malacha d'araisa if it was directed at getting the ball out. Bouncing a ball through Rosh Hashanah, where it will carry out into the... Why? Because the physical force of the bouncing of the ball is considered to be the Maisa Adam. B'chola Terekula, whenever a person causes something B'koichoi, we look at that as a Maisa B'yodayim Mamish. The Rambam tells us in Luchsu Tzicha that when a person shoots, and the bullet only hits him B'koich, Lamashal, let's say the bullet, a person shoots, and a bullet ricochets off a wall, you wouldn't say that it's directly his shooting, but it's koi koi because the physical force of his shot is what makes it bounce off the wall. Same thing with throwing a rock. That would be called maisa mamish. The only place where we find in mazik and such that koi koi is not considered fully the maisa is a gzeis hakasu, the second peg of Bava Kama, that we're an animal is mazik b'koichai. For example, my animal is let loose and the animal goes down a gravel path and he kicks up pebbles and the pebble is mazik. Even though legabi, a person walking down the street and is not looking and he kicks a rock, that rock is considered to have the force of his maisa. There's no difference between taking a baseball bat and smashing the window or kicking up a rock and having the rock fly. Legabi behemi there is. There's no way for us to explain that because b'chol ha'tarikula koichoi is k'mayz ha'mamish, but it's halacha l'moishim v'sinai. There's a concept called koyach koichoi, which is already a far-fetched thing. The Gemara Makas Davches says that's potter migolus. The Rambam says it's more similar to an oinus. But as a general rule in halacha, we do not look at koyach as different than maisei biyodayim. So again, the drip of the water is not to be considered koichoi. Why? Because the physical energy, when a person pours water and the water sits, and then just over a day or two the water slowly seeps out, physically the energy that propels the water out of the chatzar is the force of gravity. Nothing to do with the physical force that was put into the water. When one pours water with force, and because of that the water splashes out into the chatzar, that halachically would be considered one's maisa. Again, just to throw out a few ideas, what exactly is the role of grum in Hilchos Shabbos? L'chorei k'chol ha'terek kula, it's potter. It's mefurish Gemara. The Gemara talks in Shabbos Daf Kuf Chof Amud Beis. The Gemara talks about when there's a fire and one wants to stop the fire. You can't pour out, you can't put out a fire unless it's kuf nevoshes on Shabbos, even b'machom hefsid mamon. So what do you want? One eitzah the Gemara discusses is filling a klicheres, an earthenware kli, with water, putting it directly in the path of the fire, and when the fire gets there, it'll burn the kli will be punctured, the water will spill into the fire, put out the fire. The Gemara says that's okay. Aye, there's a malacha of kibui. you put water here. The Gemara says that that's only a grama. Grama ba'alma is mutter. It's only you set into force, you set into motion something that will put out the fire, but it's not halakhically considered your ma'isa. The problem is that the Gemara Faker, the Gemara in Bava Kamma, the sixth verse of Bava Kamma, the Gemara in Daf Samuch tells us that there's a melacha called Zoyre. Zoyre is the act of taking wheat, which was not winnowed, throwing it into the wind, and the wind separates the lighter chaff, which flies away from the wheat itself, and the Gemara calls that a grumma in terms of mazik, since you're only harnessing the power of the wind, but you're not doing it yourself. And the Gemara says, why is he chayiv if he's only a mazik on that Malacha Shabbos? The Gemara says, Shiny Shabbos, the Malacha Shabbos, Asur Torah. Shabbos is different than all other areas in Halacha. Grama is chayiv. The Rishonim asked the Kasha, the above-mentioned Gemara, the Gabi Gram Kibui, why over there is a mutter, and the Gabi Zer is a potter. So the Rosh says that... the Rosh says that that type of grum that the Gemara says is also shiny Shabbos, the Malachas Mashavas Asoter, is only by the Malacha of Zer. Other Malachas not. So okay, maybe it's a Halacha Mashav Sinai that this Malacha specifically of Zer carries with it the weight of Malacha Shabbos, even when it's only begrum. Other Malachas not. What about pouring water? Hoitzah? Does it have grum? No. So you bought it. The Rabbeinu Chananel doesn't take that approach, because Rabbeinu Chananel, Shabbos Kuf Chof, discusses grama being a mechayev in certain cases, and he points out from the Gemara in Bava Kamma Daf Samach. So there's another approach to explain the chiluk between the two Gemaras, and that's to explain that when we talk about the process of purifying wheat, we're talking about a process which, by definition, works on grama. Putting out fire, the way normally to put out a fire is not by putting a kli, mole mayim, in the path of a fire. So if one does that, he's not really putting out the fire, he's doing something which will facilitate the fire being put out by itself. That's a grama ba'alma. When one winnows the wheat, when one is Isaac and Melecha Zaira, one is doing something which that act is the way one purifies wheat. So since that's the way we do that ma'isa, that would be considered his ma'isa, that's Malacha Shabbos. Again, the way to, if one wanted to carry water out of a chotzer, the way to do it is not by splashing it on the ground and having the force of the splash carry it out of the chotzer, so that would be considered a grama. The nafkimina, and the fine points of this distinction, are many. For instance, if somebody wants to, on Shabbos, there's a light on, and one wants to move a Shabbos clock up by 2 hours, somebody wants to go to sleep early, somebody's not feeling well, there's a controversy in the poskim whether one can fix the Shabbos clock on Shabbos before Shabbos is mutter gomer. One's allowed to set up before Shabbos after the light should go out, but what about on Shabbos? Is that called kibui? You're putting out a light? It's the same thing as setting up the kli. So some poskim want to point out, Rabbi Yoshua held this way, others held this way, that since that's the way, a normal way that lights are put out, in that case, that would be called, that ma'isa would be called the right way to put out those lights. It's not like putting a kli, that's not the way to put out a fire. What you're trying to do is not do a ma'isa putting out a fire. Masha and Cain, if you put out the fire, you put out the electricity by setting up the mechanism of the clock itself, of the electric itself, then that's the ma'isa which is designed to turn on those lights. That might very well be a case where grama would be also because Malach Smachshavis also Torah. That's one discussion. There's the Machon grama here in Eretz Yisrael, which produces different things, elevators with these little buggies that can carry people that are that can't get around, and there was discussion about how much grama facilitated technical help could be used on Shabbos, and this nakuda was one of the issues that was discussed by Shlomo Zalman and Rav Eliyashiv Zatzal, both of them, unfortunately. That since the kli, the elevator or certain medical things that they want to use, types of beds, certain types of medical procedures, were designed to function with a grumma. If it's designed that way, that's already Melech's Machshavis, and that would be awesome. It's only weird if something is not designed that way, and you're doing it the way it's not designed, that would be considered a grumma balma. Like we're saying, pouring out the water for sure is only a mice of grumma, but the idea what's called a grumma, what's not called a grumma, is important. There are many nafkaminas la halacha. And like we said, there is no difference in halacha as far as a mice is concerned between a mice of yadayim mamish and a mice of koichoi. We said benizikim is different, but the fine distinction of what's a grumma, what would be considered the way that malacha is processed, is something that has to be discussed case by case in order to figure out whether it's chil shabbos derech.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.